look good. You sound good.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Square and the Round podcast. Always an honor to be here with BB Show. I was just talking with a guy who was in this studio before you, David. You know David.
Yeah, I know Dave. I love Dave.
He said, is it time for the Square and the Round? And I said, yeah. And he said, where's the round? And I said, well, he's coming up. We got to have the round. And he goes, he's still the round. I said, he's the round for now.
Yes.
And Dave said, I don't see that changing anytime. Ooh. So I said, wait just a minute now.
Yeah.
This guy, you might become, you know, squared off. You might become chiseled.
Yeah, I might. I'm working on it.
You just said you were lifting some weights.
I went to the gym yesterday.
Talk to me.
Big
Talk
mistake. Terrible decision on
the
my
bad
end.
Bad mistake.
I mean, you know, I understand it's going to, it's a process.
It's
and
a process.
I was like, I'm going to ease into it. So
yes.
I got there. I did 20 minutes on the bike.
Yeah.
I work out at Planet Fitness.
Okay.
The one thing I hate about working out there is you have to clean up after yourself.
Yeah.
You got to go wipe the seat down. I don't know if it's like that at all gyms.
I think it is.
Is it like that? Okay.
Well, the gym I go to, you know, I go to Orange Theory.
Yeah.
And they're very big on wipe it down when you leave it because, well, they were this. They were pretty hyper sensitive about cleanliness before, but boy, once COVID hit, holy cow, yeah.
Because
I'll tell you what else they used to. They give you wipes at Orange Theory.
Okay.
Well, in the old days, 5 years ago when I joined, they would like try to keep the same wipe the entire time because we, you know, for the earth, for the environment. Then as soon as COVID hit, they're like, you want a fifth? You want a sixth?
Yeah.
Here you go. You want the roll?
Earth doesn't matter now.
Yeah. Exactly. It's Why do you say it's a mistake?
Well, I'm sore, man.
Well,
so I got done on the bike and I saw the chest press. I'm like, should I? So I went over there and I did it. I did a few sets. And immediately after I was done, I'm like, I'm going to feel that tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And then I went and cooled off and did 5 minutes on the elliptical. Then I went home.
Yep.
I don't overdo it. Don't do too much. Just get in there, get it done, and go home.
Well, that's the key.
But those chest presses, man, they kicked my ass
too
yesterday.
Much for you.
I'm feeling it today.
You're feeling it too much.
Feeling it.
That the reason I think Planet Fitness is a great gym.
Yeah.
I really, and it's not that expensive.
$10 a month, man. I don't even notice it when it comes out of my bank account.
Well, so many people, I think, you know, don't actually ever go, and 10 months is
And
just,
then they make it virtually impossible to cancel your membership.
Genius.
Love it.
Genius on
I'm
their
not
part.
Mad at them all no. about it, honestly.
That's great marketing. Give us $10 a month. Don't come.
Yeah.
You know, that's their thing. But even, I mean, you do, I had a problem with Planet Fitness because I can't make myself go. That's my problem, is I can't make myself go.
Yeah, honestly.
I can't tell you how many, I've probably done this 10 times where I would always, here's what I would do. I would say, all right, I'm going to go to Planet Fitness at 1:30 and work out.
Yeah.
Well, I'd stop at Chick-fil-A on the way to Planet Fitness. I'd sit in the parking lot and eat it. And then I'd say, well, let me rest in the car here for a few minutes so that I get settled. I'd lay back for a half hour, fall asleep, get up, be disoriented, drive home. Literally drive home.
Not even work out.
Never work. I mean, I bet 10 times I've gone literally laid in the parking lot, eaten chicken, laid down, did not work out.
Dang, man.
That's pretty bad, isn't it?
See, I thought you had it together this whole time.
Well, that's why I had to go to Orange Theory. Now, Orange Theory is way more expensive. Way
I was
going
to say, a month of me going to the gym there is less than a session for you, right?
I go so much, it costs me about $8 a session.
Okay, so it's about the same.
It's $160-some dollars a month. I mean, it's expensive.
But it's worked. It's worked for you.
I'll tell you why it's worth it to me, not to do a free commercial for them, but when I go, you have to schedule it in the app. Yeah. I go every day at noon. You know that.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing underwear right now.
Really?
Let me make
Are you
it
going
clear.
Jeans? Are you going commando right now?
I'm going commando with
wow.
jeans.
Wow.
Here's
okay.
why.
That's tough.
I usually don't shower at the gym. I go straight home and shower. Today, I showered because I knew I was coming back here to do this podcast with you. And when I got in the shower, I realized, uh-oh, I forgot underwear. So
going commando with jeans is about as tough as sleeping in jeans, honestly.
God,
if you could sleep in jeans, you're a different breed.
It's awful, isn't
you
it?
Go, oh, I can't do it,
I'm
man.
Commando right now.
Yeah.
I'm free balling right now because I didn't have them with me.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, what can I do? You know. Plus, if I didn't have this belt, it'd be falling down because I've lost
ass
weight.
Ass all over the place.
Oh, and I mean, brain, balls.
I do want to ask you this one question, though.
Yeah.
Do you miss, how heavy were you at your heaviest?
317 pounds.
Do you miss the freedom that you had with eating when you were that size? Do you miss being that size at all?
No, I don't. Because
really?
I was really so out of shape. And it's taken me a long time to get there. I did it in like chunks. You know, I would, at one point I got down to like 240 and then gained back up to 270.
Yeah.
You know, it's a real, but now I think I've got it under control.
Yeah.
And I mean, I do eat about the same thing every day. I like it. And I do love this gym.
Yeah.
This gym, you know how I got into this gym?
No.
Okay. There was a guy. Well, first of all, I pay that kind of money because when you have to schedule in their app, and then it makes you, it's like, okay, at noon, you have to show up. And listen to the other thing they do. This is kind of psychological. Mm-hmm. If you cancel, you have to cancel or don't show up. If you just don't show up, they charge you $12. They put another $12 on your bill.
So you got to go.
You have to
you
go.
You got to go.
And you have the 8-hour window. So I have until 4 a.m. for a noon class to cancel. So once I wake up and get to work, I have
yeah,
to.
You're locked in.
And here's a little psychological thing. I heard they used to charge $10 and people were skipping all the time. But once they upped it to 12, it's that number. It's like 10.
Really?
10 people think, okay, I'm going to lose $10. Once they upped it to 12, people don't skip.
That's great psychological.
It's a psychological
thing.
Yeah. But I never went to the gym and I weighed 315 pounds and I didn't care. I mean, I was fine. But I did see pictures of myself. Every time I'd see a picture of myself, I go, my God.
I'm at that point right now. Like, I'm starting to see pictures of myself, and I'm like, bro, I got to do something.
That's a hard, you know.
I got to do something.
I'll tell you, though, I have learned this. 90% of it is diet.
Yeah,
you know,
I could imagine. Yeah.
The gym, Orange Theory, we do a lot of treadmill running, a lot of lifting weights, and a lot of rowing, and I think it really has helped my heart. I know it has.
Yeah.
I mean, my heart. People, I went and got weighed in at something recently, and they're like, this is like an athlete's heart. And I was,
it's
because
like,
of that.
Hey, look at me.
I mean,
not to brag.
Here I am.
But look at you,
not
man.
Not wearing underwear.
But hey, man, you've worked hard for just, it.
You know,
you've
been
busted
there
your ass. So hey,
I've been there a long time.
I ain't mad at you.
I have to do that because if I don't sign up and pay that kind of money, then I won't go. And when I go, they say do this, and do this. There are times you can go. You're not. They never reveal the day. And every workout, every day it changes. So it's a little bit different every day. And if you don't go, or if you're going to go, you can look online and see whether somebody leaks it. Like
yeah.
They go first,
okay.
And then they leak it before you go, and you see it. And I thought, well, I should just join Planet Fitness and go look at what the workout is and copy it
over there.
But I can't because I won't make myself go.
They make you hold yourself accountable. I like that.
The way I started was I did an airport fun run.
Yeah.
Incidentally, that run is challenging because it's on a. Have you done it?
I did the walk.
Okay.
I didn't run. I've done the same walk though.
You're on that runway and you see the finish line, but you can't get
never
to the
ends.
Finish line. It's
yes.
just never ending. So I saw a woman out there from the Fox affiliate here. This is like 6 years ago, and she is in great shape.
Yeah.
And I said, "What do you do to be in such a great shape?" And she said, "What's the one where everybody talks about it so much? You know, they're like in a."
Like CrossFit?
That's it.
Okay,
CrossFit.
Yeah.
She said, I do CrossFit and I love it. And I said, so I come in the next day and I'm telling everybody, I'm going to do CrossFit.
Yeah.
Well, this guy emails me out of the blue. I made it public. I'm doing CrossFit. He emails me out of the blue and says, you should try Orange Theory. It's as good a workout. And I know people at CrossFit have gotten injured. I think you could ease into it more over there.
Yeah.
And so I said, okay. I just blew him off, of course. Well, he emails me back and said, you're set Monday. I mean, he did it. He's like, you're set for Monday at noon. Go in. I was like, oh, my God. So I go in at noon. There he is. He's like Mr. Muscle.
Yeah.
I mean, just ripped. And the coach, the teacher says, his name's Tim. She goes, I put you next to Tim because you're such good friends. I was like, I don't know him at all.
I've never
met him.
He signed me up.
I've never
dragged
met
me
him.
Here.
Yeah. And I did it one time, and I thought, it is so hard. And I looked at the coach, and I said, I'll never see her again in my life.
Yeah.
And I just saw her today. I just came from her.
Still
I
mean, there. That's
still
awesome,
there.
Dude.
Yeah,
that's
well,
awesome. You got to get it. You got to get it right up here, too, in the mind. You know what I'm saying?
It has to be.
I feel like you're good up here.
Well, I appreciate that.
With
I
the
think
discipline,
so too.
You know?
It's really hard to get started.
I agree.
That's really hard. I want to judge you. I want to shame you.
Yeah.
But hey, get in there. That's
I'm trying,
fine.
Man. You know.
And you can't tell people either. You can't say you have to go do this for your health and all because you have to be right.
Exactly. And once you get it up here, that's when it starts translating.
Exactly. Yeah. But I'm such a jerk that I will say to people, you need to, you know, I've had to stop that. I'm so passive aggressive. I'm such a, what do they call me? Sociopath.
Sociopath. That's right.
They're calling me that all the time. But more important than me and your workout.
Yeah.
What's going on with you? I saw a great list this week because you bring so many overrated, underrated things to the table. The whole list was overrated movies.
Oh, wow.
I think we discussed some. Movies people pretend they like that really are overrated.
Ooh.
And they just have the reputation.
I like this.
I don't know if you've seen them all.
Jaws
is on there, which I
never saw it. I can't speak to it.
You don't know Jaws.
No.
Fight Club is on there. You know Fight Club?
I love Fight Club.
I do think it's overrated.
Fight Club is my answer when people ask me what's my favorite movie of all time.
Really?
Fight Club, yes.
And what did I say that you didn't like? Dead Poets Society. Dead Poets Society, you, yeah. Shawshank, yeah. You know, you think that's overrated.
Yeah. What?
I liked Fight Club. Yeah. I never loved it.
People,
you know,
tend to take it at face value. There's layers there. It's a lot of symbolism in that movie.
Do you think it's the twist at the end is good or bad?
I love it. Yeah, I think it's fantastic. Like, it's all about personal,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. I'm not sure if I like, I like the movie. I've never gone above and beyond to say it's wonderful, and I've only seen it once.
You know, it's funny about that movie, and I've noticed this about other movies that came out in 1999 specifically. Mm-hmm. A lot of them have to do with pushing back against its consumerism and capitalism mm-hmm. and the mainstream and stuff like that. You take into consideration, American Beauty came out in 99.
I love it.
Quits his job, has the time
yeah.
of his life. The Matrix,
yeah.
it's all about the simulation, came out in 99.
Yeah.
Office Space.
Oh, my
pushing
God.
Back
One of my
against,
all-time favorites.
Yeah, pushing back against corporate America. We're going to get the money our own way. 99. Fight Club, all about consumerism. 1999.
Yeah, you're right. It's yeah. interesting because I love those. I love especially American Beauty and Office Space.
Yes.
I love.
Yeah.
And yet, I'm a huge consumerist person.
Yeah.
I love consumerism.
Well, I mean, it's kind of hard to not be, you know.
Yeah.
We could talk crap about it all the time, but are you going to stop going to Chick-fil-A? No.
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 But I'll tell you, I feel like now, like people, I am on the side of people should be paid more. You
yeah.
know, I like you do good work and should be paid more, you know?
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree 100%.
I do. I just feel like we don't really, I think, and I tell my son this, who I just dropped off at college this week.
Yeah.
That was tough, by the way.
Yeah.
You know, I shed some tears there.
The waterworks?
I shed some tears there. And he is so not ready for the world. He sent me, I mentioned this earlier today, he sent my wife a text that has a picture of, I'll show you the picture, of a bathroom, and it has like a male, a female, and a wheelchair. You see that? You know, you've seen that.
Yeah,
right.
Like the inner, yeah, yeah.
And he texts my wife and says, does this mean either a man or a woman can use it? Is it like a transgender thing?
Yeah.
And my wife sent back a photo, like, quizzical. All it was is an yeah. emoji that's like, I can't believe you don't know this.
Yeah.
And then he says, I really need an answer. I need to go. He's standing there holding.
He doesn't know if he should go in.
He didn't know where to. And then he texted us 2 days earlier, his first day there, and said, where and when do I eat? And it's like, we've gone over all this, like the
wow.
dining hall and everything.
Yeah.
It wasn't easy.
He can eat whenever he wants,
yeah,
right?
He can.
Yeah,
it's like, you can go eat.
Can go
there's a dining
anytime.
Hall
yeah.
walking distance from yeah. your dorm. But that's how sheltered he has been.
I
and
got
that's
it.
How people are. I think that's how young people are now.
Yeah.
I mean, at least in his case, he's getting a little more out there.
Give him some time.
Yeah.
He'll have some fun.
But
yeah.
we were talking about consumer. Oh,
yeah.
I know what I tell him is, if you want to make money, you need to own something.
Yeah, I think. Agree. Yeah.
I mean, you
or
know,
invent
I,
something. Yeah.
I've got a really good job, but and I, you know, I think I do well.
Yeah.
But it's work. I mean, and
yeah.
you know, if you own it and it's successful, then you just sit back by the
yeah.
time you get to be in your 50s.
Yeah, that whole idea of finding a job, working there till the day you die, like, that's not even a thing anymore, man. I mean, it is, but you're not going to reap any benefits from it.
You can't make anything
Yeah,
anymore.
You can't do anything. Yeah.
I mean, that's really unfortunate.
It
we
is.
Talked about it. Well, that was week one.
I know
we were
it was.
Talking about that.
Yeah,
I guess
so.
You hadn't got a raise since week one, I suppose.
No, I haven't. Still waiting.
How about The Silence of the Lambs? Overrated?
I don't think
so.
It's overrated. I think it's solidly rated. I love that movie.
I do, too. I saw it recently,
yeah.
and I love it. I think it's great.
Yeah, I love Silence of the Lambs.
And the other one on there, Forrest Gump is on there, is overrated. And the people just pretend to like it.
I like it fine.
I do too. I didn't have, a lot of these were like really hit close to home.
Yeah.
You probably haven't seen Frozen. You don't have any children.
No, I've never seen Frozen.
I saw Frozen, and actually I saw Frozen in my 40s. And was like a little kid, just like, I loved it. I don't think there's anything overrated about Frozen, but those are the ones
yeah.
that they say are
Forrest
over.
Gump, that's, I don't know why that's catching so much crap recently.
I don't either.
Like a lot of people talk, like, it's a fine movie.
I know what's wrong.
Yeah.
It's like you go back and look at things a second time around, or 20 years after they're made, or more,
yeah.
Forrest Gump, and go, oh, no, it's not any good. Why?
It's a story. It's a great story. It's fun to watch.
God, that movie's 30 years old.
Isn't that
wild? Or almost. That movie is almost 30.
No, it is 30.
Is it 94, 93,
yeah.
94?
Yeah.
So,
it's
coming
30
up on,
yeah, next week. Yeah,
yeah next,
almost 30.
Next
yeah.
year. So, God, that was, what were you, one when that
I
was?
I was two in 94. Also a great year for movies.
Pulp Fiction.
Lion King. Yeah. Shawshank.
Great.
Great. Shawshank came out in 94.
What are you, Pulp Fiction? You a Pulp Fiction fan?
Love Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction is so good. You know, do you think it's Tarantino's best movie? Have we mentioned this before?
I don't think we have talked about this. Yes, I think it is.
Yeah.
As like normy as it is to say that in the film community,
I don't care.
I think it's his best, yeah.
He once paid a stripper $10,000 to lick his toes until there were prunes. That's how he loves foot licking.
He loves the feet.
So he's a feet man, Quentin
That's
Tarantino.
Not surprising to me.
I just read that. I printed that so we would have this in here.
10,000 to suck them till they're prunes.
He went to a strip joint called Crazy Girls, and there's a guy who manages there who told the story that he wanted to go into the VIP room, and he told their hottest dancer to suck his toes until they were prunes, and she said, "That's going to cost you $10,000," and he gave it to her on
Would you
spot.
Suck his toes for $10,000?
Yes.
I would too.
I would and too. I hate feet.
Really?
I hate feet.
I don't mind feet.
Oh,
I don't mind it.
These
mind
people
it.
That suck, and he's got a foot fetish.
Yeah.
People that suck on toes, and I hate feet. That's one thing. I loathe
I've
that.
I've never really been anti-feet,
I don't
man.
Like a foot being near
I'm not
me
like a foot lover, but I don't hate feet. I'm indifferent to feet.
You know, he put that, there's that scene in Pulp Fiction near the beginning when they're standing outside the door of Flock of Seagulls and that crew, and they're talking about giving a foot rub.
That's right.
A foot massage. What is your overrated or underrated? You always bring those to me, and I like those.
This one, I'm interested to know what you wanted. Telling the truth. I wanted to know what you thought about telling the truth.
I think that's overrated.
Really?
Well, it really depends on the circumstance.
Sure.
You know, it's, I can't say that's overrated, but like if somebody comes in and
morally
says,
it's underrated,
but little white lies, if somebody says, "How do I look in this dress?" You just say, "You look fine. Look good."
I disagree.
You tell them.
I think that we need to be grown enough to accept the truth when it comes from other people. Mm. And I want to hear the truth from other people. That's just me, though.
That's your biggest flaw is you want to hear it.
I want to know what people
think.
Like, if you don't want me to come somewhere, tell me.
Yeah.
I don't want to, did they want me there? Did they not want me there? Just say, I don't want you there. Yeah. Or just tell me the truth. Did you like this? Don't sugarcoat it.
You know, that's true. That is a thing, isn't it? You know, recently, my wife, her birthday is in a couple of months, and last year was her milestone birthday. Mm-hmm. And so we went off for like a 3-day weekend. It was nice, you know, to the beach. So, and we were there with another couple, her cousin and her cousin's husband, who I like very much. Well, this year, about a month ago, she said, "Where are we going to go for my birthday this year?" And I thought, well, sweetheart, A, it's not a milestone birthday. B, I don't want to take a day off work.
Yeah.
And C, I don't want to spend the money to go to beach, mountains, whatever.
Yes.
But I didn't tell her that.
That's such an acceptable thing that you should
be able to say.
You should be able to say
so,
that.
So, okay. I didn't say it. Didn't say it. So, literally this week, she said to me, her cousin is saying, "Where are we going?" And she's like, "I'm thinking we go to the mountains this year." And I guess I had a look on my face. She goes, "What's going on?" And I said, "I just don't think we have the money or I don't have the time to go." And she was fine with that. I mean, she's totally accepted it.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, you know, maybe you're right. Maybe you should just be more honest more often.
And I think it's a double-edged sword because you telling the truth, you obviously don't want to hurt people's feelings.
Yes.
And the people who are hearing the truth don't want to necessarily take criticism.
That's true.
But I feel like we should... As an adult, maybe when you're younger, but as an adult, I feel like you should be able to take the truth from somebody and accept it as what it is.
Well, but I'm such a pleaser.
Yeah.
I also hate conflict. Mm-hmm. So I hate to say to somebody, "I think you should do it this way or that way." I used to do that all the time, and I got in fights. I got in fights a lot with my college roommate about, like, you know, telling him stuff that I think he was doing wrong or what, and then he'd get mad at me, and finally I just thought, I'm not going to do that anymore.
Yeah.
That's why I never had any hot takes.
I got you.
You know how you always tell me I have no hot takes.
No hot takes.
You say I'm as cold as this show ends every week, and I say, "How was it?" You go, you're lukewarm. You're giving nothing. I think it's because of my college roommate, because we got in so many fights over, you know, this football team or how you did this, and we'd blow up into fights. And one day I literally made the decision, I'm not going to fight with him anymore. I'm just going to go along to get along. You know what I mean?
I get you.
But you can't do that all the time.
No, you can't
just walk around with
you. You've got to draw a line in the sand at some point.
You can't.
And I think people need to hear stuff that, you know, people need to hear the truth from time to time because they're never going to learn from it.
You have to stand up for something, for what you believe in
sometimes.
But so many times I don't know what I believe in. You know, it's like I hear one thing, I'm like, that's a good argument, and I hear the other side, I'm like, that's a good argument too, you know.
Yeah, but I'm the exact same way politically.
Mm-hmm.
Most issues that come up between liberals and conservatives, I'm really right to, I could see both sides.
I
understand
too.
Completely.
I do too.
It's hard for me to take a hard stand on certain things.
Me too, but most people take a hard stand and won't come off of it. Last week I told you, and you loved it, and I didn't like it as much, but I did finish it, pharmacist movie.
Painkiller. Yeah.
Matthew Broderick is in it. I do recommend it. It's on Netflix. Yeah. Oh, God. The part of the story you didn't care about, but the end, I just like, oh, my God, I hated it for this. You know, anyhow, it's all about big pharma. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, it's an interesting place I'll go with this. I think a friend of mine is very anti-COVID vaccine.
Okay.
So in this particular show, they show how OxyContin was developed basically so Purdue Pharma could make a ton of money.
Yes, because they were about to go broke.
Exactly.
Yes.
And Matthew Broderick plays this total a-hole, Richard Sackler, mm-hmm. who, if you believe the story, and I do, said everybody wants to go from pain. A lot of people are in pain. We can make this drug, and we'll hook them and charge them. And they did it to the point where 500,000 people died of overdose of Oxy. We know that, right?
Yeah.
OxyContin.
Yeah.
So they did it, and they banged it through the FDA by basically pumping up a guy's ego and then hiring him. The guy said, no, I can't approve this, and they kept working on it. Finally, he approved it. They hired him, and he made $1 million.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. So I say all this, and my friend says, well, then why? Because I was very pro-vaccine. I said, you're so stupid for not getting the vaccine.
Yeah.
And he says, if you know how dirty Big Pharma is and you see what they did only to make money and they crushed 500,000 people and killed them and have no remorse and made billions of dollars, why can't you see my point that the vaccine was the same way? It was untested. They rushed it to market, told us how great it was. Moderna and Pfizer made billions of dollars off of it, and yet you went along like a sheep talking to me and got it and preached about it. And that's true.
Yeah.
And I did, you know?
Yeah.
And now I sort of see his point. Now, I don't agree with him because I think the vaccine's a good thing.
Sure, yeah.
But I do see his point, and I was like, well, they're not clean. You know, they're not.
Yeah, and it's kind of hard. I mean, granted, it was a little bit of a different situation.
Well,
OxyContin did just spring out of nowhere. We were in the middle of a pandemic.
That's true.
And at the same time, with the vaccine, you knew if you didn't get it that you weren't going to be able to do certain things.
Yeah, that's right.
There were going to be people who would push back on you doing things if you didn't get it.
Yeah. Look at the tennis player who couldn't come to the U.S. Open, Djokovic. You know, that's true.
Like, you couldn't even get on a plane if you didn't have it at some point. You
couldn't play in the NBA. I couldn't go to Canada. Couldn't get on a plane.
Exactly. So, I mean, if you want to continue with your life, I mean, obviously it changed.
But that doesn't, I mean, I'm pro-vaccine, but I see where it's like, I'm not allowed to get on this plane because I won't put something that is untested, in my opinion, in my body.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%.
That's pretty tough.
Yeah, and that's a both sides thing that I'm like, I get, like,
I do. I didn't for a long time. I was like, you all just go along and get the vaccine. But their point was, you're making me put something in my body or I can't go to my job?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem right.
Exactly.
I mean, in retrospect.
And I think that there's a lack of, you know, respect for both sides of the tokens. So.
What do you think of if we had not had the technology? Let's say this pandemic had occurred in 1990. So there's even before internet, let's say, like 85. There's no even internet. There's no way to do these jobs because now, you know, we do Zoom, people work from home and school from home and all that. We did that for a year and a half. If they hadn't had that kind of technology, do you think everything would have shut down and the economy would have completely crumbled, or we would have just said, screw it, we're going to work, and more people would have died?
I think the former. I think the latter. Really.
I do. I think we would have kept stores open, gone to work, and said good luck. You know?
No, I'm sorry. That's what I meant to say.
The latter.
No, okay. I agree. Yeah, I agree with that one because I think the internet changed a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I think the internet has a lot to do with what we believe and how we think things are supposed to go.
Oh, you're right.
And without that, and really people getting information at their own, you know, in their own time. That's exactly what
you're right.
Happened.
We would. I think we would have gone, people would have died. We wouldn't have known as many people would die.
Exactly.
Even if it's on the news, we wouldn't have paid as much, you know.
Yeah.
And we would have just powered through, honestly, if that had happened.
Yeah, and, you know, it's like anything else at that time, you know, malaria or the Black Plague. Like, you know, it's just...
There was that flu in 1920, or 21.
Yeah, exactly.
And I guess you just went on to work. But they did wear masks and stuff, interestingly.
Well,
similar.
This is interesting. We're kind of in this area as well. And I had another over-under I wanted to ask you about, which was conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what you think about conspiracy theories. First of all, I want to know the craziest one you've ever heard and what you think about them. Like, is it something that interests you? Do you believe in any?
I don't believe any of them.
None of them?
No, I don't believe. Well, I think JFK might have been, I think there's more to it than the.
Okay.
I love that movie. You ever see JFK?
No. I just watched 11/22/63 though.
Uh-huh. I read
on
that
Hulu.
Book.
The show was great.
Was it good?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway.
That's
yeah,
a Stephen King book. Now, I'll tell you though, Stephen King, now I read that book. It's 1,000 pages.
Yeah.
Great book.
Yeah.
And it's about going back in time and stopping Oswald from killing JFK. At the end of the book, Stephen King writes in like the afterwards, he said, oh, by the way, I've done tons and tons of research on the Kennedy assassination for this book. I've talked to expert after expert and take it for what it's worth, but I'm 99.9% sure that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone.
Oh, wow.
He did not believe it. But when you see JFK or you see the documentaries JFK is based on, it makes it look like for sure something was going on. I never believe conspiracy theories. I always think they're nuts. Recently, you said the weirdest one I've ever. The fact I hear people saying that Hawaii was set on fire to take attention away from Hunter Biden trials.
I didn't hear that one.
I mean, I think it's with everything that happens now. It's like, oh, this is not real. This didn't really happen.
Yeah.
It's something. It's like nobody will believe anything anymore. I think social media, Fox News, and Rush Limbaugh have a lot to do with that. Rush Limbaugh said you don't trust the mainstream media.
Yeah.
And people don't.
No, they don't.
Now you get it on the news and you're like, I don't believe you.
There's this whole movement about just question everything.
Yeah.
You know,
and do you do that? Do you question? It's
hard for me not to raise suspicions, but and here's my thing about conspiracy theories overall. I think they're fun to listen to, but at the end of the day, what if the earth is flat? What's it going to change? What are you going to do?
I don't believe
it. What if this is a simulation? What are you going to do?
That'd be interesting.
Your bills are going to be due tomorrow.
Yeah.
What's that going to change? Who cares?
But when people say the earth is flat, like we got a coworker who says the earth is flat. And when he says that, I lose respect for him. It's like,
it's kind of hard to take people seriously after they say stuff like that.
How can you believe something like that?
And I said, what does it matter? Like, what if the babushka lady killed JFK? He's still dead. Who cares who shot him?
Well, I think that's a big deal, though, because we've been led to believe. Let's say that's true. Let's say. Because in JFK, it looks like the government had him killed.
Yeah, sure.
If you've got a government that has somebody killed, a president of the United States, then even that long ago, that's a pretty big deal, don't you? I mean, that's a coup.
Yeah,
that's
true.
That's a coup. And like, I was so interested, a couple of years ago, the CBS Sunday Morning, they were doing a piece on the Andy Griffith Show, which I'm a big fan of. So they're in Mount Airy, North Carolina, where the show's based. That's where Andy Griffith is from. And Ted Koppel or Harry Smith. Somebody is doing the piece. Mm-hmm. And they're on a bus of people touring Mount Airy, North Carolina for Mayberry Days. Okay. And it's Mayberry. And the guy asked, how many, and there's 50 people in the bus, how many people believe that Joe Biden legitimately won the 2020 election? And
where did that come from?
Well, the whole end of the piece was. Yeah. They made Mayberry look wonderful, but there was no like black people in it, and there is criticism.
Okay,
I mean, but that was a totally different time and everything.
Sure. Yeah,
but and I do love the show. But he said that he just said a show of hands. How many people think Joe Biden legitimately won? And like 2 out of 50, nobody believed it. Nobody. And I thought this makes us look dumb. This makes us look dumb because say what you will, I do believe that he legitimately won that election.
Yeah.
I mean, everything says that. Everything points to that. And I wish Donald Trump would stop saying the opposite because he has caused problems since.
Yeah,
you know? I mean, I wish he'd because people just believe everything he says.
Yeah, I mean, I don't necessarily believe that the government has been truthful with us. I feel like there's a lot that they withhold from us. I feel like there's a lot that they do to cover things up.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe it's to the extent of what people have become to believe.
No, I agree, and I do tend to walk through the clouds with my head in the clouds going, whatever.
And in all honesty, I don't think we as a society can handle these things.
You think not?
I think if there were certain things that we learned, there would be rioting.
Probably.
Yeah,
probably so. And I think I think what has led to more people raising their voices, which is probably a good thing. I mean, social media does allow you to organize. And like I heard at one point, college athletes, before they had this NIL money, there was a movement, and it almost happened, that when the first games of the NCAA tournament, when this was like 5 years ago, when they were wanting more rights and more money, college athletes, that when the ball was thrown up for the opening tip of the NCAA tournament, every team would just sit on the floor and not play. And that, you talk about making a statement.
Yes.
And that was almost organized.
Yes.
And then it wasn't done that for whatever reason. But, you know, at noon on Thursday, when those five games start, everybody would just sit.
And if you want to get people to listen, you mess with sports. That's
when
people will listen.
No kidding.
Like, imagine if somebody, like, vetoed the Super Bowl or you know, protested the Super Bowl.
Right.
There would be an uprising.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I mean, if something happened there where if Patrick Mahomes said, well, I'm not playing,
and
the Chiefs aren't playing. Like, I remember last year when the Chiefs played, when the stadium was empty, they lost to the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
That year that the stadium was empty
and
it was COVID time. It was like, well, what if Patrick Mahomes got COVID? Would you have a Super Bowl? Where
exactly.
You have
I
would have delayed it like 2 weeks and then played it then. You know, that's how I would have done it.
This is the craziest conspiracy theory I've ever heard. I want to know what you think about this.
Mm.
There are people who believe that the Grand Canyon is a pathway to Africa.
They do.
There are people who believe that when the slaves came from Africa to America through the Grand Canyon.
Get
into America.
Out of here.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that either.
I think that's dumb.
But then again, you never know.
I do know. I think I know better than that. Do you know, I'll leave you with this.
Yeah.
It's not a conspiracy theory. It's the dumbest thing. This gives me hope for my son, who is newly into, he's 5 days into college.
I'm sorry. I wanted to hear more about the drop-off and how everything went.
Well,
yeah.
It was emotional.
Yeah.
I mean, emotional. I cried. You know, that's tough.
Was he excited, obviously?
He was happy to be there, but when the time came for the actual, we had set up the room, we had gone to lunch and everything, and at the end of lunch, I mean, it was just time to go for us.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the end of lunch, he said, so is there anything else left to do? And we were just like, no. And we all sort of teared up, and then we went back and hugged and cried. And I mean, it's something. When you have a son, you'll know this one day.
Yeah.
When you have a son or a daughter, here's how I compared it with my wife. When you go to the hospital to have the boy, the first time, you go in with two, you come out with three.
Yeah.
You know? This time we went to college. Sister was like, we go with four, we leave with three. You know, it's like, oh, it hurts.
That's
your
a weird,
heart.
Yeah.
Man, it really hurts you.
Did you get to meet his roommate?
I did. He was a pretty good kid.
Nice.
Yeah, I liked him. He was a real nice
kid.
He
wasn't stoned or anything like that.
No, it was not stoned. No, it was not.
Clear-eyed.
Luckily, we were okay there, you know? Like, all right. He seemed all right. I asked him if he could get me some dro.
Yeah.
I've asked you.
Yeah.
I said, I just leaned to him and said, hey, man, if you got a little something, you can hit it my way.
I know this guy I do a podcast with.
I do a podcast with a guy. Yeah. He won't get me jacked. But anyhow, when I was in college, we were in some geology class or something, and the thing in South Dakota was being discussed where the presidents are.
Oh, Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Okay. So Mount Rushmore is being discussed. And somebody raised their hand, a guy I half knew. He raised his hand, and he thought, I don't understand. I thought that was natural erosion, that rain and wind.
That just happened to form the exact silhouette of four American presidents.
Not just four people. Four of our greats.
Four of the most amazing people in this country's history.
And the professor had to say, no, that was intentional.
Like, go ahead and drop
it.
Get out of this class,
right. That's
bro.
That's exactly right.
That's hilarious,
that
man.
That guy today is Ryan Seacrest. He's doing a podcast, too. It's better than this one.
Oh, man.
I'm the
debatable.
That.
Debatable.
I like this one. I like this podcast. Yeah. I'll turn off the microphones. You'll tell me how bad I was.
Okay,
we'll
absolutely.
Do it that way.
Yeah.
Come in next week, again, wherever you get podcasts, for the Square and the Round. Good seeing you, sir.
Seeing you as well, man.
Back again next week. Thank you.